Ever feel like you need a decoder ring just to understand what's happening in the world of AI?
It's like every day there's a new headline, a new breakthrough.
And it can be tough to tell what's revolutionary.
And what's, well, just hype.
That's why we're diving deep with Marco from Tectonic Shifts today.
Because he's got this knack for cutting through the noise.
And making AI actually make sense.
And in his article, Anticipating AI's Next Move,
Which, by the way, is part one of a three-part series.
he lays out this framework for getting a grip on where AI is headed next.
I gotta be honest, when I first saw the title,
The generation space, the productivity space, the business redesign space, and the singularity space.
I thought, whoa, this is a mouthful.
It sounds intense, right?
But then I started reading and
Reading script brilliantly simple.
okay, let's unpack this, starting with the generation space.
This is where AI is right now.
Think baby
It's all
steps.
about creating content, analyzing data, spotting trends.
Remember ChatGPT?
That was AI dipping its toes into the generation space pool.
Exactly. And it's about a whole lot more than just chatbots.
Think tools that can take those dense earnings reports and turn them into beautiful interactive dashboards.
Like Claude Sonnet.
It's about AI that can help you visualize complex data in a way that's actually understandable.
Which is huge because, let's be real,
Those spreadsheets can be brutal.
no kidding. And then there's the whole world of AI-generated images.
Which, remember a few months ago, everybody was talking about those AI images with like six fingers?
Yeah, kind of creepy.
Yeah, well, Ideogram is tackling that problem head on.
So no more six-fingered nightmares.
Hopefully not. But seriously, it's about making AI-generated images more realistic, especially when it comes to human features.
Okay, so we've got these cool tools, we've got these impressive images.
But the generation space is about so much more than just bells and whistles.
Right, Marco really brings it home with some real-world examples.
Like how we built a predictive analytics tool for a restaurant chain.
Which sounds kind of out there. Like, what does AI have to do with restaurants?
A lot, actually. His tool helped them optimize their staffing and cut down on food waste.
No way. So, like, less food in the trash and happier employees.
Exactly. And it shows how this technology can be applied in ways that actually make a difference in the real world.
Okay, that's pretty impressive.
It is. And then there's Zara.
Wait, Zara, like the clothing store.
Yep, the one and only.
What do they have to do with AI?
They're using it to analyze social media and predict what fashion trends are going to be big next.
So you're telling me that AI is shaping what we're all gonna be wearing?
It's definitely playing a role. And it shows how the generation space is influencing everything from what we eat to what we wear.
This is blowing my mind. We've gone from chatbots to restaurants to fashion, all in the generation space. So it's not just about, coming up with the next catchy slogan or something.
Although AI is pretty good at that too.
True. But this is about understanding what people actually want, what's going to resonate.
And anticipating what's going to be hot next season.
Okay, so we've gone from restaurants to retail, all powered by AI in the generation space. It makes you wonder, where else is this technology going to pop up?
Well, that's the beauty of this framework.
It gets you thinking about the bigger picture.
Exactly. Because the generation space isn't limited to just a few industries.
It's really more about how AI is learning and evolving.
And how those early steps are going to ripple out and transform pretty much everything.
Which is both exciting and maybe a little bit intimidating.
Definitely both. But that's why it's so important to have these conversations.
To demystify AI and understand its potential.
Absolutely.
There.
So, what aspects of this have you most curious?
What are you seeing in your world, in your own field, that makes you go, I wonder if AI could? It's mind-blowing to think about how this one phase of AI, this generation space, is already making such a huge impact.
And it's really just the tip of the iceberg, the first act in a three-act play.
Okay, so then what's next? What's act two?
Act two is where things get really interesting.
Hit us with it. What's the next stop on our AI roadmap?
The productivity space. You ready for this?
Lay it on me. What is it? AI taking over our desks, making sure we're all hitting those deadlines?
What's easy to imagine it that way, right? Robots telling us what to do.
Yeah, like AI becoming the ultimate micromanager.
But it's so much bigger than that.
Okay, then how do we actually wrap our heads around this productivity space? How's it different from what we've been talking about?
So, if the generation space is AI dipping its toes in the water, the productivity space is AI doing laps. It's about AI not just helping us with tasks, but actually driving efficiency, boosting innovation, like on a whole other level.
So it's less about AI doing things for us and more about AI helping us do things better, faster, smarter.
Exactly. Think about it. AI that can anticipate your needs before you even realize you have them. AI that can optimize your day, connect you with the information you need right when you need it.
Yeah, okay, now that's the AI I can get on board with.
Right, and it goes way beyond just our personal to-do list.
Let me guess, we're talking businesses operating at warp speed.
We got it. Marco talks about AI handling customer inquiries 24/7, crafting personalized marketing messages, even optimizing those crazy supply chains we hear so much about.
Okay, so AI basically becomes this invisible force, the secret weapon, making everything run smoother, faster, more efficiently, everywhere.
And here's the thing, for anyone who's worried about AI replacing jobs, taking over the world, Marco makes a really interesting point.
ML hears.
He argues that this productivity space, this next phase of AI, isn't about replacement, it's about collaboration.
So it's not man versus machine, it's man with machine.
Exactly. We bring our human creativity, our emotional intelligence, our ability to think outside the box, and AI brings its analytical superpowers, its efficiency.
That's a pretty powerful combo.
It really is, and it speaks to this exciting potential for humans and AI to work together, to achieve things we couldn't even imagine on our own.
I'm definitely feeling a sense of, I don't know, cautious optimism. Like, this is a lot to process, but it's also incredibly exciting.
I think that's the perfect way to put it. Because the truth is, AI is evolving rapidly, whether we're ready for it or not. But the more we understand how it's evolving, the better equipped we'll be to navigate this new world.
You know, at the beginning of this deep dive, we talked about how it can feel like we need a decoder ring just to understand what's happening in the world of AI. What I'm realizing is that maybe we don't need a decoder ring. Maybe we just need a good guide.
Absolutely. Someone to break down the jargon, the hype, the fear,
yeah,
and show us the real potential of this technology.
And that's what Marco does so brilliantly in his article. He gives us this framework, this roadmap, and suddenly the future of AI doesn't seem so overwhelming, so unknowable.
It's about understanding the trajectory, the different phases, and realizing that we have a role to play in shaping how this technology evolves.
Exactly. And as we wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave you with, this AI isn't some far-off fantasy. It's here, it's now, we're interacting with it every day, and as it moves into this productivity space, its impact is only going to grow. So as you go about your day, pay attention. Notice the ways AI is already present in your world and ask yourself, how do I want to shape its future? Because the future of AI isn't just something that happens to us, it's something we create. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep diving deep into the world of AI.